Alright everyone, welcome back to Heal Your Attachment Style. I'm your girl Laura Bennett, here to help you navigate the messy, beautiful world of relationships with yourself included. Today's topic is a doozy. Soloing it after a breakup. Ever feel like you lost a part of yourself when a relationship ended? Like who even are you anymore without them by your side? You know that feeling when you walk into your apartment and it's just too quiet? It's like the silence amplifies everything else going on inside your head. Trust me, I've been there. Breakups can be like ripping a band-aid off, painful, but sometimes necessary for healing and growth. The key is to use this time as an opportunity for self-discovery. Think of it like a solo adventure, a chance to reconnect with who you truly are outside the framework of that relationship. And guess what? It can be amazing. So buckle up, grab your favorite beverage, coffee, tea, why no judgment here. And let's dive into 5 key takeaways for rediscovering yourself after a breakup. First things first. Embrace the suck. Yeah, I said it. Breakups are hard. There's going to be sadness, anger, maybe even some denial. Don't try to sugarcoat it or pretend you're not hurting. Acknowledge those feelings, allow yourself to grieve the loss of what was, and that includes the hopes and dreams you might have had for the future. Bottling up your emotions is like trying to hold back a tidal wave. Eventually, it's going to overflow. Let it out. Talk to a trusted friend, journal, scream into a pillow seriously, or find whatever healthy outlet helps you process those feelings. Second, reclaim your space. When you're in a relationship, your living space often becomes a shared territory. But after the breakup, it's time to reclaim that space as yours. Go through your belongings, donate or sell anything that reminds you of your ex, trust me, it will feel so good. And decorate your space with things that bring you joy. Maybe it's fresh flowers, cozy blankets, inspiring artwork, whatever makes you feel at home and happy in your own skin. Third, rediscover your passions. Remember all those hobbies you put on the back burner during the relationship. The ones you used to love but didn't have time for. Now is the perfect time to dust them off and dive back in. Whether it's painting, hiking, playing an instrument, or learning a new language, reconnecting with your passions can reignite your spark and remind you of the things that truly make you happy. 4. Build your support system. We all need people in our corner, especially during tough times. Reach out to your friends and family, let them know you need their support. Join a club or a group related to your interests. It's a great way to meet new people who share similar passions. Remember, you're not alone in this journey. And finally, 5. Be patient with yourself. Healing takes time, so don't put pressure on yourself to bounce back overnight. There will be good days and bad days, moments of clarity and times when you feel lost. Just keep showing up for yourself, taking things one day at a time, and remember that you are strong and capable of moving through this. Think about it. You've probably had experiences where you felt totally lost, maybe after a big move, starting a new job, or even just going through a major life transition. Remember how you navigated those times. You adapted, learned, and grew stronger. This breakup is no different. It's an opportunity to tap into that inner resilience, that ability to reinvent yourself. Let me tell you a story. My friend Sarah went through a rough breakup last year. She felt completely lost, like she'd lost her identity in a relationship. But instead of letting herself sink into sadness, she decided to use this time for self-discovery. She enrolled in a pottery class, something she'd always wanted to try, started hiking every weekend, and even took a solo trip to the beach. When I saw her a few months later, she was glowing. Not only had she rediscovered her love for art and nature, but she also felt more confident and independent than ever before. Sarah's story is just one example of how a breakup can be a catalyst for personal growth. It might feel scary and overwhelming right now, but trust me, you've got this. Remember, you are worthy of love, happiness, and fulfillment not from someone else, but from yourself. This journey of self-discovery is going to be incredible. So, what's one thing you can do today to start rediscovering yourself? Maybe it's trying that new hobby you've been thinking about, reaching out to a supportive friend, or simply taking some time for quiet reflection. Whatever it is, take action. Remember, every small step forward counts. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.